tips here. Going with Outback Diva. I was quite taken with this More Than Ready filly when she won her maiden back on the 11th of May. She beat Georgia Hit that day, a subsequent winner, by 5.5 lengths in a canter. Was beaten at Newcastle at her next start. She's been freshened up, had a trial. We'll go her way. One Your Next is coming off a Hawkesbury win last start. Was sent out a short price favourite, got the job done. It can continue to improve. 8 Mixed New Chicks, a very consistent type who can run well. And 4 Super Bowl Sunday resumes today, has performed well fresh in the past. So 7-1, 8-4 in the last at Kembla. Two best bets on the program, race 2, number 3, Mahogany. I really do think that this horse has its hoof on the till and can break through today. And then we'll save it up for the last, race 8, number 7, Outback Diva, to bounce back and win the final event at Kembla Grange.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Wallace previewing every race at Kembla. You'll get his late mail if it's updated through the afternoon from a nice and sunny day there at Wollongong. Let's take a break. It's just gone 10 o'clock. Coming up next, Paul Joyce will be joining us from Randwick to go through each and every race. And we might nick out and have a catch-up with Neves Ramdani to bring us the latest on the track.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Winter sale ends soon. Save up to 50% off Delta 3 from only $2,490 with your choice of a free matching chair or storage. Hurry into King Living today. Plenty of traffic still heading north on the M1 out of Sydney toward the Central Coast after an earlier accident now cleared from the Hawkesbury River Bridge. Just allow plenty of extra time at the moment. All lanes now open and traffic's recovered at Prospect. Inbound on the M4 to Wilclinney's Ross Street after a multi. The IKEA clearance is on now. Shop for big savings online and in store at IKEA Tempe, Rhodes or Marsden Park today. While stocks last, hurry, IKEA clearance ends July 22. I'm Alex Straw and that's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
It's another massive Saturday with Sky Sports Radio, and you won't miss a beat tonight. Harness Racing from Brisbane has the Group 1 Blacks Are Fake plus the Derby. Market updates, interviews and Albion Park Harness Racing tonight on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, do you want to hear something unheard of?
Yes.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Say that again.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Wow.
Ever heard that before?
Yes, twice.
When?
Just now.
Mum, this is huge. I'm going to be working around the clock.
That's unheard of.
A bonus 10% gift card on TVs 65 inches and above from our huge range at the home of TV.
Bingley.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's 3 after 10. This is Racing HQ. Time for our regular New South Wales major preview. And of course, being a Saturday, that's at Randwick today for the Australian Turf Club with the first coming up at 11:35. And Neves Ramdani. Neves, it was frosty early, but I reckon it'd be marvellous to be there now.
Look, the sun's out. It's beautiful. It's probably not as warm as what it looks like, but I think it's going to get up to 20 later today. So it's going to be a good day.
That's good. Soft six, for those that didn't hear our report just after 6:30, you've left it there simply because of the frosty conditions of the morning?
Yeah, that's right. And as the frost in the morning, there's a bit of dew on the leaf. So we'll leave it there. We'll see. Look, I suspect it will get up to a 5 at some point this afternoon. But, you know, for now, we'll just leave it there with that frost on the, you know, that moisture on the leaf. But track's in great order. Rails are 12 from the mile to the winning post and 10 the remainder. Sun shining, beautiful winter's day, so great day for racing. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there today.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks a lot, Neves. Have a good day.
Thanks, Andrew, and you enjoy your well-deserved break. See you when you get back.
No, good luck. Thanks, Neves. Neves Ramdani, track manager at Randwick. Righto, let's have a look at the card. The first race, the Australian Turf Club Handicap over the 1,400 in market order here. Number 3, Mandela's the favourite at $2. 7, Starla is at $5.50 now, number 7. 4, Heaven Fun, $7.50. 2, Excellent Proposal. It was excellent to win at Kembla at $9.50. And number 5, Frosty Rocks, the next best at $10. Best back here is Mandela for Peter and Paul Snowden as we welcome in Paul Joyce to look at race 1.
Yeah, speed in the first race here over the 1400 for the two-year-olds. I think Roman Wolf will press forward today off that wide gate. Excellent proposal somewhere near the speed. Apart from that, Pixel Perfect's got the blinkers going on for the first time, so perhaps she goes forward. And, of course, Mandela likely to drop into the box seat with the gun run. Just going around the favourite on top, though, I'm going 4, 3, 7, and 2. I think the value definitely lays with number 4, Having Fun. She's a lightly raced filly for John Sargent. She caught my eye on debut at Warwick Farm over 1,100. Jumped into a 1,200 at Canterbury, came from off pace, ran down the lead a Special Snap. They gapped the rest of them. Special Snap's come out and won since. The 1,400 around Randwick looks perfect. And we're just getting really generous each-way odds about a horse that I really think either runs first or second. Number 3, Mandela. He could win. He's short enough. He obviously threw the race away on debut. Not saying it's a really strong race. I think Exceed the Stars is a solid two-year-old, but certainly no star. Mandela has since trialled and trialled particularly well, winning by 4 lengths. But he was asked to do it. And he's just got to be on his best behaviour today, and he probably wins the race. But you're taking coin flip odds to find out. Number 7, Starla, I think she could be the big improver. She comes through the Having Fun race at Canterbury. She's got to make up about 3 lengths on Having Fun. But she gets a 2 kilo swing at the weights, and with natural improvement, bigger track, extra distance, I can certainly see her eating into that margin. And number 2, Excellent Proposal, was scratched from an easier race on Wednesday to be saved for this. He's 1 from 1. That was a Kembla race, but it was a good, tough, fighting win, and he'll make his own luck up on speed. So a really competitive race to start the day. It'll certainly hold plenty of interest. My numbers, 4, 3, 7, and 2.
Race 2, Paul, today is the Tab Highway, a Class 2 race here over the 1,100. And this has been the best backed horse of this race, Healing Hands, number 5. It's now $2.70, number 5, for Gaynor Williams and Greg Ryan coming to town. 4, Mr. Wong, is at $4.40. 1, Irish Song's currently at $6. 2, Siege Warfare at $8.50. And Kachina, number 8, for Norm Gardner at $10 chance, along with Moonshine Lady, number 12, also at $10. But best backed, according to Trent Langscale, the Tab here, Paul, Healing Hands, number 5. What about the pace?
Speed in the second race, the Tab Highway. I've got the speed as fast with an exclamation mark here. Alcatran coming across from a wide gate. Sizzle on the Bridge kicking up. Moonshine Lady from Barrier 1 really driving through. In with a chance, also keeping them honest. So, as usual, plenty of speed. 1,100 metres round Randwick will be a good spectacle. My numbers, 5, 2, 1 and 8. I like this well-backed favourite, Healing Hands. He's only done 3 starts for 2 wins and a second. His trial at Musselbrook coming into this, where he won by 5.5 with his head on his chest, was ultra-impressive. He didn't beat much in the trial, but I love the manner at which he did it. And from the barrier, with Greg Ryan coming down to ride, just gets all the favours in the map here and should be too sharp for them. Thought the 2 Siege Warfare was the knockout hope. Had a lot of support last start, but everything seemed to go wrong once the gates opened. He popped an early bump. He got into a scrimmage before the turn, and he never got a lot of room in the straight. The blinkers go on first time, which is a real positive gear change. And Michaela Wee keeps the ride, which I think is another positive to show faith in the 3-kilo apprentice and see if horse and jockey can make amends this time around. Number 1, Irish Song, the crossover noseband first time. Will that do the trick? This horse has been thereabouts in 3 highways this prep without really being able to put them away. And maybe that gear change will do the trick with him. It should get him to relax a little bit better. And he'll probably camp well back off this hot speed and try and run them down late. And number 8, the best of the rest, Caccini. She's another one that'll get back and run on. I like the way she attacked the line first up behind San Marco here. So again, I think Healing Hand's certainly the horse to beat, but there are a few other chances. My numbers, 5, 2, 1 and 8.
5, 2, 1 and 8 there from Paul in race 2. Don't forget also the bonus bet offers there today for Sydney and Melbourne. The first 5 races, you can, if your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet back up to $50. And if you're in a venue, you get a couple of extra races as well if you're in your local Tab or venue through the day. Race 3 is the Book Spring Hospitality, and Sir Elton, number 3, is the favourite now. now at $1.65, remains the best backed horse in the race. Number six, Hort Brion Her, is at $2.80. Number eight, Mistead for Snowden's, is $11. And Danawee, number one, is at $15 in this race, having its second up run today. Sir Elton, though, is the favourite at $1.65. As we spoke about earlier in the day, a very tactical race.
Yeah, speed could be the determining factor here in race three. I think Sir Elton leads Hort Brion Her, the two favourites. And I just can't see anything else really applying the pressure, unless Danawi goes forward again, which he could. The blinkers come off. He was ridden quietly in a recent trial. So that suggests to me that they are going to try and change his former racing tactics of just going forward and trying to lead throughout. I think his future, if there is one for him, may be to relax and find the line. But keep an eye and an ear out for any tactic changes with Danawi. My numbers for this race, 3, 6, 8, 9. Number three on top, Sir Elton. His record speaks for itself, 3 from 3. Never really challenged last start here at Randwick on a heavy track over 1,100 with Huey in the saddle. Had to do a lot of work early there as well from a wide gate. That shouldn't be the case today. He's drawn close to the fence. So he should be able to get a soft lead or at the worst, sit off Hort Brion Her if Hort Brion Her really wants the front. And I think the on-pace runners have a huge advantage in this race. So he is clearly the horse to beat. You've got to take short odds, but look, it's that sort of race. I just don't think there's many other chances. The 6, Hort Brion Her, is the only danger I could find. Very similar record. She's had 3 starts with 2 wins and a second. Her second was a good second behind Zalate. So she's got the form to trouble this favourite. She was very good first up at Canterbury leading. Or sitting outside the lead, I think she'll be in a similar spot here. Can't wait to see her ridden just off the speed in a bigger field, but we won't get that today. She'll have to out-muscle Sir Elton if she's going to beat him. I'm just not sure whether she's got that in her yet, but she'll definitely give you a good run. Number 8, Miss Deed, can certainly improve off her last start at Randwick. She just had no luck in the run. She overraced. She pulled up lame. The first up win at Canterbury was extremely sharp. Now, number 9, Singing Sand. Well, James Cummings has opted to come into this much harder race than one he had entered down at Kembla today, where I thought she would have been a huge winning chance. So we'll respect James's decision and put Singing Sand in for the multis. 3, 6, 8 and 9 in race 3.
Paul, the fourth race is the TAB handicap here, and it's the first leg of today's Big Six. Jackpot to get to around 100,000, the projected pool for the Big Six today. And in this race, Valacita, scratched from another race to run here, number six, currently at $3.50. 7, Judge Judy, it's $5.50. 1, Slowburn, at $6. 8, The Party Girl, is at $6.50. And number 9, High Low Bet, got to $7.50 right now in this fourth race. The best backed is the favourite, Valacita, number 6, currently at $3.50 after getting to $3.80 earlier this morning.
Speed in race 4, I think La Chicabella showed good pace at a recent trial. She'll roll forward with Judge Judy. Bangkok not far away. Slowburn dropping in for a trail. And that's about it. So Valacita, from her barrier, probably sits 5th midfield with a lovely smother. I think she can win 6, 7, 3 and 2. She just goes so well for Blake Chin, this mare. He's ridden her 5 times for 2 wins and 3 placings. The first up run was very good, chasing home the inform notation, who we'll get to later in the program. And with that gun run, midfield, with a smother, the last shot at them over 1,400, you know, I think she's a reserved favourite and she's the horse to beat. 7, Judge Judy. She's had 14 starts, hit the Cronulla on 10 occasions. She was also scratched from an easier race on Wednesday to be saved for this. So that's a very positive lead if you're a Judge Judy fan. Number 3, Bangkok, because she's just so honest. She was there fighting it out last start behind Lundberg. She drops back to mare's grade here, which is a big positive. My only little query with Bangkok is running out a solid 1,400. 1,300 in the past has seemed to have found her out. So that last 50 metres, you just might be looking for the winning post if you're on her. And number 2, Shazzy Lee, with Hugh Bowman in the saddle. I just thought when Huey got off last start, there was a bit of positivity there. Went 5th behind Lundberg, and having another ride on her, we know on her day she could beat these, so don't be shocked if she causes the upset here. My numbers in race 4, 6, 7, 3 and 2.
6, 7, 3, and 2 there from Paul in race 4. Don't forget, this time tomorrow morning on Sky Sports Radio, you'll be getting your full New South Wales previews for a really strong Sunday race day. We've got Sawtelle Cup Day at Coffs Harbour as their carnival kicks off, and at Narrandera, it's Cup Day there. So tomorrow morning between 10 and 10.30, you'll get your full Sunday previews here on Sky Sports Radio. Race 5 at Randwick, under the clear skies, the Error Mine. Woogok number 4 is the favourite at $3.20, easing a little bit to that quote over the last couple of hours. 8 White Boots is at $4.20. 1 Mask of Time now $4.80. And 5 Dylan's Romance at $5. And Dagny, it got a mention earlier this morning from Brad Gray, and with that, it's gone 9 into $7.50. Number 7, Dagny, in this race. The best back, though, is Dylan's Romance, number 5. Currently at $5. What about the pace in this one, Paul?
Speed in race 5, there's not a lot of it. Dylan's Romance probably takes it up. Harper's Choice perhaps goes forward, third up off a spell out to this trip. And Mask of Time likes to settle in the first 3. But that's about it, I would expect. White Boots, I can't imagine challenging the leaders. And Woogok probably happy to try and find a sit. My number's 4853, Woogok on top. It's not a heavy track, which is obviously his forte. But it's still a winter soft track, so I don't think we need to jump too far away from him at the moment. His form speaks for itself. Past 7 starts, 3 wins, 4 placings. Chris Waller's got him in a great spot, and he just keeps running good races. And obviously, his last start win here at Randwick would suggest he could win again. The main danger here, number 8, White Boots, comes through the same race as Woogok. He gets him very light at the weight. He's got barrier 1. He's just so consistent and reliable. We know he'll be there fighting out the finish. The 5 Dylan's Romance, well, he's won 3 of his last 4. He's done it from the front. He'll lead them again here. They just seem to leave him alone for some reason. I know Tim Clark's a master at rating horses in these sorts of races, but rival jockeys, for whatever reason, seem to think Dylan's Romance will come back to them. And even punters don't seem to want to jump aboard him. He's gone around at $16, $5.50 and $18 for 3 of his last 4 wins. So I think he'll be out in front by rolling and taking some catching. And I do think the 3 Harper's Choice could be the big improver, coming back in grade from 2 listed races and getting out to his right sort of distance. 4, 8, 5, and 3 for me in the Error Mine.
Race number 6 today out there is the Everest Carnival, and Dr. Drill, number 1, is another one of these Mara and Eustace horses. Plenty of them running today, and T.O. Nugent up to ride in Sydney today, currently at $3.90, and over the last couple of hours it's gone $4.40 to $3.90. 2 Lover Silly is at $4.40, 5 Tory Joy $4.40, 4 Gantry is at $6.50, and then out to the David Payne Train Costello, which has been $13.12 and now $11 as we speak, number 8, Costello. The best fact in this race is the favourite, Dr. Drill. Mara and Eustace, currently $3.90.
Speed in race 6, first leg of the quaddy. Tory Joy, I think she has to lead again. It seems to be working so well for her. Dr. Drill, Milshawn, they've both drawn outside Tory Joy. Do they really want to gas themselves to try and cross her? I don't think so. It's an option, I suppose, for both jockeys, but I think Tory Joy, from that slightly better gate, Cathy O'Hara should be able to dictate and find the front. My number's 5124. I think Tory Joy, if she does get across, control the tempo, relax, she's got to be the horse to beat. She's really flying at the moment. That last start win at Rose Hill, where she led them up over 1,800, she ran the fastest last 400 split of the race. So to do that from the front is quite unusual and a really good sign that she'll be too tough for them again here. Number 1, Dr. Drill. He can improve back on a better surface. The heavy 9 just found him out there behind Woogok last start, but he was still very brave. Prior to that, he bolted in at Flemington on a soft 5, which is close to what we'll get today. And with the claim for Theo Nugent, he gets in pretty well for a benchmark 78. Number 2, Lover Silly. We haven't seen him for 5 weeks, but he did put 3 wins together before going for that little break. Just have to keep an eye on betting moves, I suppose. Maybe check him out in the yard. But he's got to be thereabouts, but he's the sort of horse you wouldn't jump in and back until you got close to the race. And number 4, Gayatri. She's potentially the best horse in the race over further when they get to like 2,400 plus. Her first up run and her trial this time in suggests she's come back a lot more dour than what she was last prep, where she sort of put a few wins together. My numbers in race 6, 5, 1, 2 and 4.
5, 1, 2 and 4 in race 6. By the way, I was going to mention this earlier, Sky Sports Radio and our Twitter handle, Sky Sports Radio 1, will be changing to Sky Racing AU over the next 24 hours. It will continue to give you all of the regular tips, the podcasts, everything every day, but you can, from later on today, you'll be able to access all of it on one Twitter handle. You won't have to go from one to the other. So, from later on today, you can enjoy all of the normals that you would have got off Sky Racing or Sky Sports Radio by going to the Twitter handle Sky Racing AU. To race 7 at Randwick, the PFD Food Services. Let's check out the market here with Tab as we speak. And Lungberg, number 8, is now the favourite. There's been a bit of tipsy-tipsy with notation here in the last couple of days. Lungberg now $2.90 favourite. Notation's gone $2.90 out to $3.10 this morning. Four Sweet Deal at $6. Two Smart Edge at $6.50. And number 1, Gresham, is at $8. And Gong, scratch from Melbourne to run here for Godolphin, it's a $9.50 chance. Best back here is Lungberg. As I say, it's now the favourite, $2.90. Notation, Paul, easing out at the moment to $3.10.
Speed in a race 7. We're looking at Reflectivity probably leading. Notation will be right there with him. And Gresham has the ability to punch forward and get in the mix. And Lundberg, the favourite, should lob into this gun trailing spot from a perfect gate. But I'm tipping Notation, 5, 8, 2 and 4. I've got a big rap on this filly. She's put three wins together, which is always a good sign. But her racing style, she just puts herself up on speed. She switches off and then she's got this sharp turn of foot. And when you've got that as your racing formula or your racing pattern, you tend to win a lot of races. And she's now won 5 of 8, placed another 2 times. Matt Bale's eyeing off listed races more so than a Kosciuszko from what we've heard, due to her pedigree and just her ability. So she should be winning a benchmark 88 here with the claim for Robbie Dolan and settling herself right up on speed. I think the big danger has to be Lundberg, probably the only danger. Very good effort last start. Finally put them away in style, which has been my knock on Lundberg. He's the horse that's competitive, fights, tries hard. But he just hadn't been putting them away, but he really did that last start. Albeit he got all the favours, got the dream split through late and made the most of it. But I just think Notation's probably got that little bit more potential to win better races than Lundberg. So I'm leaning her way. Number 2, Smart Edge. The drier the track, the better for him. He really appreciated a good track at Eagle Farm last time. And the 4, Sweet Deal, well, she couldn't match Smart Edge up there at Eagle Farm, but she's often contested, well, she's contested, you know, 8 stakes races in her career, so she's quite well off here in a benchmark 88. But I'm keen on Notation. I'll go 5, 8, 2 and 4.
Will be interesting just to see what the market does over the next few hours. That race at 3.15 with Lungberg now the favourite. Race 8, the Winter Racing Handicap. Travancore for Claire Cunningham and Jason Collett is now the favourite, number 10 at $4.40. Number 9, Zavance is at $4.60. Monsieur Susu, number 2, has gone $5.50 to $4.80 in the last 90 minutes, number 2. 5, Condor currently at $5.50 and Palathrone is at $7.50 in this 8th race. The best backed is number 10, Travancore. Solid favourite, $4.40.
Speed in race 8. A good pace here. Monsieur Susu, scholarly will punch forward. Condor has to work across from a gate. Pirate Ben won't be far away. And Monasteria led throughout to win on the Kenzo 2 starts back. So you've got 5 potential leaders here. So I've gone looking for one that'll sit back, run on, and that's Travancore, 10.935. Really keen on his chances. He's formed this prep since joining Claire Cunningham. 4 starts, 1 win, 3 placings. He's 3rd at Rosehill, last start over 1,500. Up there with the run of the day. He got a long way out of his ground. Flashed home, ran the best final splits of the race by a long way. And you just wanted to see him get to a mile, preferably Randwick, which is where he's turned up. Soft track rather than heavy always gives you a bit more confidence. And he's just a reliable conveyance these days. As I said, he's had the 4 starts this prep, never missed a top 3 finish. You can get each way odds about him, but I'll be backing him to win. Number 9, Zavance. the only real danger I could find. A third in a Group 3 last start on a heavy 10 at the Sunshine Coast. Certainly good form for a benchmark 78. But she'd been racing in benchmark 78s before she went up there and not winning. So I'm not overly concerned about her. I think she can run second. The three Pelothronius, I'd be more concerned if we're on a heavy track with him, where he won last start at Warwick Farm. But this is an improving soft track. And he just doesn't win. Well, he certainly doesn't usually win two in a row. It's been over a year since he'd won a race. And number five, Condor, he could be a nuisance up on speed if he found his best form. His last start, he just didn't quite have the toe there at the 1300, so getting out to a mile makes sense for him. And, yeah, he's a horse that on his best form could probably win a race like this. But I just think Travancore's found the perfect race today. I'm very keen. 10, 9, 3 and 5.
And as I say, 440 in favourite Travancore there. There's a few comparisons between the market early movers this morning and Paul Joyce's tips here. The ATC members tours, like that previous race, this market changed a little bit with Demonstrate coming out and Grey Worm, particularly late yesterday afternoon. Natalia, number 12, is the favourite at 260. 8 Royal Witness is now easing to $5. 3 Tony Nakoni has gone $6.50 to $6 over the last hour. Number 3, Don't Leave Me Out, number 9, is at $6.50. And number 11, Power Command, just easing out to $8.50. Tonico is at $9.50. Best back here, clearly with the scratching of Grey Worm yesterday, Natalia. Paul, it's currently $2.60.
Speed in the last, a little bit of the pep has come out of this race. I think Tony Nakoni tries to use that inside gate to drive through and lead. Lion Couchant, he only knows one way. He'll be charging across. Royal Witness led them up first up here over 1,000 and just ran out of condition late. So I don't think they'll be holding him up either. I think if he jumps clean and can cross Tony Nakoni, they'll certainly try and do that. So good speed in the last, but just not the pressure that we would have had before the scratchings. My numbers, 12, 8, 9, 11. 12 on top, Natalia. She just lobs into the gun trailing spot here from this soft draw. She's come back in terrific nick. The first up win at Gosford was sharp and dominant. The second up run here at Randwick, she just missed behind Invictus Salute. There was a good gap back to the rest of them. Timmy Clark actually half a kilo over after weighing back in, which probably would have cost her the race. But look, she should get all the favours here and he won't have any trouble with the 55 kilos today. So Natalia gets the nod. Royal Witness, certainly the strip fitter for that first up run where he just ran out of condition late after looking the winner about 200 from home. So I think he can certainly improve. Number 9, Don't Leave Me Out. Like his trial on the synthetic track recently. It's always hard to get a real confident read off that synthetic track trial form, but I think Joe Pride's got him ready to go first up. His first up figures are very good. And the 11 Power Command, I've thrown her in for fourth at a bit of a price. She'll get back from that wide gate. But if they happen to overdo it up front and they're swooping late in the day, then Power Command probably fits the bill as the mare that could really rock it home and cause a bit of an upset. So I'll go 12, 8, 9 and 11 in the last.
One. Okay, so 12, 8, 9 and 11 in race 9 there at Randwick today, the ATC members tours. And as I say, with the scratching earlier in that earlier race that we spoke about and then that one with Grey Worm, it certainly changed a few of these markets. But in that last race at Randwick at this stage, you have the market with the favourite being Natalia. The Jockey Challenge, Tim Clark's the favourite at $3.50, just 10 cents in front of Hugh Bowman at $3.60. Blake Shin at 5, Jason Collett at 8.50, and then Robbie Dolan at 12. And in amongst that, any other jockey is at $6.50. But Tim Clark, 3.50, Hugh Bowman, 3.60 in the Jockey Challenge today. Paul, you better leave us with your best and your quaddy.
Best bets time, my best bet. If you've listened to the last 15 minutes, you'll know it's race 8, number 10, Travancore. Just think they've found the perfect race. Fifth up off a spell. He's really consistent this prep, and he gets the race run to suit. So race 8, number 10, Travancore, my best value play comes early. We'll have a go in the first. Race 1, number 4, Having Fun. I think she's a real live chance to knock over the short-priced favourite, and she'll relish the 1,400 at Randwick. So race 1, number 4, Having Fun, the best value bet today. Looking at the quaddie. It's a tricky sort of quaddie. The first leg in particular, the 1,800-metre race, I'm going very wide here. Numbers 5, 1, 2, 4, 8 and 3. So 5, 1, 2, 4, 8, 3. Then narrow it down in the second leg with just numbers 5 and 8. We'll also keep it pretty trim in the third leg, numbers 10 and 9. And that allows us to go a bit wide in the last 1,000-metre race. We'll go 12, 8, 9, 11 and 3. Now, there are 120 combinations in that quaddy this week. So for $12, we're getting 10% of the dividend. Although if you want to stretch your budget, you can put on $24 today, and obviously you'll get 20% of the dividend. So that's the way I'll be playing the quaddy today. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Joyce going through them, and you've had his quaddy, his regular cheap one. And, of course, we're looking forward to Mitch Manners airing his opinions. We love, on a Saturday in particular, airing all sorts of different views from our form analysts. And our race caller, Mitch Manners, he'll be on air in about 35 to 40 minutes from the track, where he'll be high above a beautiful Sydney sunny day.